Right. Okay. Welcome once again to today's session. Before I even go into it, I see that I got some messages yesterday and this morning that some people did not receive the recordings for Monday and Tuesday. Those are already there, so I will look into that. As soon as we finish here, I will look into that to make sure why those didn't get to your inboxes, because they're already uploaded online. So I'll look into that, and then I'll make sure you get those. There's someone who's helping me with these, so in terms of sending these to you. I do the live sessions, record these, and then I hand over. Somebody takes care of it, and then we automate the emails. So we'll just see what didn't go right there. So we'll take care of that. Like I said yesterday, guys, for those of you who are not here, some of you perhaps did not even hear the recording from yesterday. So what I said yesterday was this. I'm going to repeat it very quickly so that I don't always repeat the same thing all the time, every day. So what I said yesterday was that if you look at 21 days, it's three segments of 7 days, like 3 weeks. Each week is 7 days. So what I thought over the weekend, as I was planning lessons for you, because I've got more than 100 of these that I've tested and used to do all sorts of things, even to buy businesses. I've got more than 100 ways to buy companies without without going to the bank and, you know, having to sign huge amounts, huge checks to pay for things. So I'm always looking for things that I think would be most relevant to you guys when I'm selecting the 25 that I'm going to teach you. So I decided that for this segment, which is the second segment of 7 days, yesterday was day eight, today's day nine, for the next couple of days, I'm going to be focusing on something that may not give you a result today, but it's going to be crucial for your growth. It is going to be so crucial for your growth if you implement it. And what that is partnerships. As small businesses, guys, you have no idea how many opportunities you have to get almost anything you want for your business without having to pay for it by partnering with the right kind of partners, partners who already have the resources you're looking for. So yesterday we spoke about that. Yesterday I told you my story of how I partnered with a large, not so large, not like a big multi-billion corporate, but a company that was way bigger than me, that was already making over 100 million rand at the time when I was a startup, and how they helped me. But those of you who haven't listened to that recording, you'll hear it when we make sure that the whole thing is fixed that I mentioned earlier. So today, I want to talk about a different kind of partnership. So yesterday it was about partnering with the big sister within your industry. Today I want to talk about partnering with your clients. You see, some of you, I always have to be mindful, because I know that not everybody here is in the service business. For instance, Monges runs stores, you know, he runs, you know, shops where people come in. So some of the things I say, and like I said yesterday, are not always relevant to everybody. That's why I'm giving you 25, so that everybody can select the ones that are relevant for him. So I'm going to put a twist on this one, so that even people who run shops and non-service type businesses can actually see how they can use this. So it's going to be two-pronged the way I'm approaching today's one. So, but here's the big idea. And again, with everything I teach, I always want to try to give you a practical example so that it's not like airy fairy theoretical stuff. I like to talk about either something I've done or something very close to me or somebody famous has done that anybody can do. The person I'm going to talk about, the example I'm going to give you today is a business associate of mine. She's in the training space. You know, she does very high level training in corporates. So one of her clients, and this is a South African story in case you're wondering, but I'm not going to name names, right? So one of her clients was a huge airline. We don't have many of those, as you can always guess with just within one hand. It's like, if it's not this one, it's this one, but I'm not going to tell you which one it was. So she had this massive airline as her client. She was doing training for them. And they were spending a lot of money in training, not just with her company, but with other trainers. So what she decided to do was to reach out to this airline and say to them, guys, you already have this massive training budget. Don't you want to convert the money you are spending with me to become a revenue center for your business? Think about it. Again, let me slow down here and explain. You've got a client who's already spending money with you, right? They're paying you for your services. What if you can go to them and say to them, hey, you already have a budget for what you already you are paying me for. What if we could help you make money from that budget, from the money you're already paying me? What if we can turn that into revenue for you? Now, that's interesting, because the client will be like, what do you mean? Then you say to them, well, here's an idea. The idea is that you can partner with me, meaning you are my client. Yes, you already are my client, but we can have a double relationship where you can also become my partner, which means you will pay me for the service that I'm rendering your company. You'll pay me for the service I'm rendering your company, but as my partner, we could take my service to, we can take my service to other clients. And because we will be partners in that regard, you will benefit from the revenue I'm generating from those clients. They'll be like, that's interesting. What do I have to do? Now, let me go back to the example of that I gave of my business associate. So what she did, because she knew the airline had a lot of money, because they're a huge company. Let's start with that. Of course, it was before COVID, before airlines completely went bankrupt. So she knew that they had money. So what she said to them was that, why don't you buy equity in my business instead? Why don't you actually take over my business and make my company a subsidiary of your company? Make my company a subsidiary of your company as the airline. And then I become the training division that is owned by you airline, so that I do all your training for your employees in-house. Of course, you'll pay because you've got a budget for that. But because you now own me, I'll continue to do this work, obviously, for all the other clients out there. But now you'll generate revenue as the shareholder in my business. So that's how she did it. But I don't want to suggest that that's what you should do. I've got a different idea for you. My idea for you is this. Look at the things you need, or look at the things you are already spending money on in terms of the running and operation of your business. If you, for instance, have an office, look at that, because then you could say to your partner, what I want from you, for you to benefit from my revenue, there's a list of things I would like you to do for my company. Number one, I want you to provide me office space, cover all my overheads that I need to run my business every month, perhaps even pay me my salary. You know, remember, those of you who were here yesterday, I talked about how the company I partnered with was paying my salary. It could be a small salary, by the way. It may not be something huge, but having that guaranteed income coming from another company every month, it eases a lot of pressure to small businesses. So they could cover all your overheads, give you office space, cover your stationery, have you use their phone because you'll be working from their office, and then even pay you a small salary per month. On top of that, you could even say, give me access to your clients, because they've got a book of clients they're serving that are not necessarily, you're not a competitor to them, but their clients may need your service as well. Their clients may already be paying for a service similar to what you are offering, but they're paying it somewhere else. So what if we could offer you, I'm talking to you now, your service to this company's clients? And they benefit from that. So it becomes an additional product that they are offering to their clients. They don't have to sell it themselves. You will sell it. All they have to do is to give you access to their clients. All of a sudden, your business starts burgeoning with all of these new clients that your new partner company is giving you. You could propose this as a pilot, by the way, for a year. You could say, hey, let's try it for a year, see if it works. You could then do your calculations as well to say, look, this is how much my company makes per client. If, for instance, I partner with you, let's just say your company makes, I don't know what your company makes, right? Let's just say, I'll use a random number. Let's say you make 50,000 rand a year per client. If you could, and you know that you can accommodate 100 clients, right? So 50 1,000 by 800, that's 5 million. You could say to them, look, if I can just close deals with 100 of your clients, that would be 100 million rand for my business. And because you'll be covering my overheads, giving me office space, giving me, if some people don't have cars, if you don't have a car, you could even say, using your vehicle to do business, you can ask for pretty much anything, I promise you. You know, because they'll be doing all of these things for you. You could then say to them, I'll give you, we can have a profit share of 50-50. Let's assume your business has high profit, right? Let's assume your business, because most service businesses have high profitability. Let's assume you've got 60% margins on what you do. On a 5 million rand a year revenue, we're talking about 3 million. And then you're going to split it in half with them. You keep 1.5 million, they get 1.5 million. When they compare that to the cost of everything they gave you, it will probably amount to what? 200,000, 300,000. It becomes a no-brainer because now it's an extra 1.2 million rand after they deduct their cost that they will get without lifting a finger because you will do all the work. But you will also be happy because that's 1.5 million you are not making right now because you're struggling to get clients. But by partnering with a company that already has these clients, you can speed up your growth. I don't know if this makes sense to you guys. I hope it does. Now, let me switch to the other side to people who are not running service businesses, who perhaps run, like the example I used about Mongezi, who's part of our group, who's got shops, right? So I would do this with suppliers. I would do this with suppliers. So what I would do, I would approach some of my suppliers and say to them, look, especially if I've got data to back this up in terms of, you know, how much their product is moving from my shops. Let's say it's one of the most sold product. I would then most bought, if you like, or best-selling product among best-selling products in the shop. I would approach the supplier and say to them, especially if I don't have a line of credit with them, because sometimes what keeps our businesses from growing is the fact that we have to buy things upfront with real cash before we can sell them. So if your cash is spread out among so many things, your overheads, your employees, and other products that you have to stock, you may not always have enough cash to buy all the things you want to buy in advance. So what I would do with suppliers, I would show them numbers specifically around their product and propose to them that they partner with me by giving me their product almost to say on consignment. Where basically, I'll use an example of bookstores as an author. Bookstores, they don't buy books from an author or a publisher. You sell, of course, the books to them, but they take them on consignment. They will only pay you after those books have been sold to their buyer, to the user, to the reader. If those books don't sell, they return them back to you. So what I would do with suppliers, I would negotiate a deal where they actually give me full access to their product with a 90-day payment plan. But even with that, it's no longer the same as what I would pay if I was just buying this. I would make a good deal with them where I say, let's have a profit share. Because you see, with suppliers, they make money when their products get sold. So they are the supplier. They're almost like your wholesaler. You are their retailer. But what if now you become a distribution channel for them? You know, where they don't treat you like other customers of theirs, but they treat you as a distribution partner, where they give you everything you need to stock your shop. In exchange for that, they get a percentage of profits, which in most situations, which I would suggest should be more money than what they would get if you were buying these things up front. Because for that delay, you can't expect them, you know, to delay receiving money from you and still expect to pay them less than what you would pay if you're buying these things upfront. It wouldn't be a fair thing. What this does for you, it gives you access to basically everything. Now, what will help you is your salesmanship. Now your job is to sell as many of these things as you can, as fast as you can move them, because you've got unlimited supply, you know, that you don't have to outlay cash for. And the quicker you can sell these, you remember they won't accept, they won't request money from you for 90 days, which means every time you sell these things daily, you've got cash that you are keeping in your business, which you could leverage in other areas of your business before you have to pay profit, a percentage of profit to your partners. Of course, you need fiscal discipline to be able to do this. But I think the person I have in mind with this is definitely Mongezi, who I know is very fiscally disciplined. But I think whoever will be listening to this could do this, you know, where you will have access to this cash for 90 days minus whatever day at which point you end up selling this product. But that cash is cash that nobody's going to ask from you until 90 days, which you could leverage to buy more stock of other things in your shop. But the key, it comes down to one thing, salesmanship. Being able to leverage the opportunities that you're provided by selling the heck out of what you have. Let me put it bluntly, guys. The reason why small businesses struggle, among many reasons, of course, but one of the most prevalent reasons is inability to sell, really. A lot of people do not have the skill of salesmanship. You could give them all the opportunity you want, you know, but if you can't sell what you've got, unfortunately, it's always going to be hard. Some of us sell digital products, which means you have no excuse, for instance, not to be making money daily from selling those things. What you need to come up with, one of the lessons I learned, this is an additional, a bonus point, by the way, for today. One of the lessons I learned from one of my mentors was this. If you want customers, if you want X, let's just say you want 30 customers or 30 clients per month. What my mentor taught me was you need to come up with 30 different ways to get a customer. Let me be clear in case somebody's like, what are you talking about? What do you mean? 30? Yes, yeah, here was his point. His point was this. You want 30 customers, right? So it was more an idea. And then he said, what if you could, instead of saying I'm going to use one method to get 30 people, what if you could say, I'm going to come up with 30 methods to get a client? I thought this is the most brilliant idea I ever heard. Why? Because if one of those methods, if one method works to get you one client, guess what? Chances are one method will get you more than one client. Let's just say you came up with these 30 and they do work in getting you just one client. If they just get you two clients each, that's 60 clients. If they get you just three clients each, those 30 methods, and you can repeat them month after month after month after month. You know, a lot of these tactics and strategies that I'm sharing with you guys, they are still going to come down to you. Remember, the business you are in is not the business of raising capital, of boosting cash flow. That's not the business you're in. The business you're in is the business of selling the things you have. So you could do all of the things I'm talking about here until you're blue in the face if you cannot sell what you are in business of selling. You still need to master that skill. What I'm teaching you here is going to inject cash flow into your business. Why? To do what? To give you the opportunity to do what your business does, which is to sell your thing. You know, so a lot of people talk to me about, you know, their biggest struggle is getting clients. It has nothing to do with what we are doing, which is getting cash flow. What we're doing here is it basically creates an environment where you are still in business for another day, for another week, for another month, right? But if you don't leverage that advantage of being in business for another day, another week, another month, by selling the heck out of what you're in business of selling, you're going to be frustrated. So that's another way of me saying everything we're doing here is great. It works. I love everything I'm teaching you guys. It works regardless of what you may think of it, especially if you haven't even tried it, you know, your opinion doesn't count for much if you haven't even tried it. But as good as all of this is, just remember the business you are in. You are in the business of selling the heck out of the things you are in business of selling. And if you avoid selling, you're still going to keep finding yourself in situations where you are not happy. Okay. And I guess another way of saying then that this is not the only course you need or the only program you need. Because if you don't know how to sell, you got to go learn and learn fast, you know? So this will buy you the time you need, but go master the art of salesmanship, please. Okay. I don't want to sell you my other program on that because it's way too expensive. Listen to me telling people not to buy from me because it's way too, you know, we do have a program, yeah, where we help people grow their sales by between 100,000 a month and R1 million a month. But, you know, it's as you can imagine, any program that promises such huge things is not, it doesn't come cheap. So, but there are cheaper ways. You can buy a book, you know, and oh, it will get you somewhere. It'll get you somewhere. But really, guys, just remember the business you're in. Use these things, because that's another thing. If you're going to partner with people the way I just proposed, the one thing that's going to break that partnership faster than anything is if people allow you to have their products, unlimited access to their products to sell through your store, and then you don't sell them. Then it's like, what's the point? What's the point of partnering with you if you are not even good at selling the things that you didn't even have to pay upfront for? Number two, those of you who are in service businesses who are going to get access to offices and resources and possibly even access to clients of your partner company, and you fail to close those deals, that deal's not going to last forever. So as good as this will get you in, but if you're not good at actually doing what you say is your business, you will have a problem, unfortunately, with whether I'm with what we're learning here or not, you know, because that's a separate skill. You've got to be good at selling, period. There are two skills that every successful business owner or entrepreneur in the world has mastered. Two skills. One, raising capital. Two, selling. If you look at all billionaires that you know of, one of the things they're very good at is being able to sell. Not only sell their products, but also sell the vision of their company, you know, to sell vision of their company, you know, to potential employees, to potential clients. Okay. So I hope this makes sense. I know I talk very fast through these. You guys gotta listen very fast. You guys gotta listen. Pause. When you listen to these recordings, pause. Take notes. Take notes, because sometimes by taking notes, you gain clarity. All right? So by taking notes, you gain clarity. That's all. I think I'm gonna stop right there, because if I speak for another 5 minutes, I'll be overloading you. Okay, so I'm going to stop right here, guys. I do get your messages that you send me via WhatsApp, by the way. Keep sending those. I am looking at them, and I'm looking for opportunity where we can address them on these calls. But for now, I'm on a schedule in terms of what I'm teaching daily. So I don't always have the opportunity to address the things you guys have sent to me as yet, but I do get them. Keep sending them. Another thing I was thinking about, is that I'm flying blind here, because I really don't know what you guys are doing with these ideas. So let me warn you now, because later this week, I'm actually going to send you guys an accountability sheet where I will be asking what you guys are doing, where you're going to write to me about each of what I've shared with you, what you've done with it, what kind of response did you get, did it work, yes or no, all of that stuff. So I'm just warning you in advance to say, I will be asking for some accountability. I've just brought in one of the members of my team, and I pleaded with her, because she's not part of this program. I said, please, 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 I'm going to need your help here. Come and, you know, I know that this program can't pay, you know, for her to be involved in it, but I asked for a huge favor. She's already part of my team, to come and help us here, because I do want to know what you guys are doing. So we're going to follow up to check some accountability from your side, because I really don't want this to be a soap opera. You just attend these. It's like, oh, what's the next exciting episode of this stuff? You know, and then you say, that was interesting. What's next? No, we need to implement these daily, guys. That's why we said challenge, 21-day challenge. So what's your challenge for today? Yeah, challenge for today, same as yesterday. I want you to take this idea. I wanted to write companies that come to mind that you could do this kind of partnership with. And guess what? We're not just going to write that down, because we will contact those companies. Maybe not today, but we will contact those companies. But for now, all I want to see from you is, with today's idea, what are those companies that come to mind, either as suppliers or as clients, just like my associate who partnered with an airline, which was a client of hers. I'm leaving it here, guys. This is it. Thank you for being here. We'll touch base tomorrow. I'm going to sort out those recordings that some of you didn't get, make sure that everybody has got them by this afternoon. Right. Okay, guys, that's it. If you've got any questions, drop me a WhatsApp and then we can take it from there. Another thing I want to do, I actually want to give you guys access to my calendar for like a 15 minute conversation should something urgent require you to talk to me. So I'll also give you a link to my calendar so that you can book yourselves there 15 minute slot so that I can quickly access. I'm over delivering here, by the way, in case you haven't noticed. I'm going way beyond the call of duty because it really took to offer one-on-one consultation, you know, was never part of this deal, but I really want to see you guys win, want to see you guys succeed. So thank you so much, guys. Take care of yourselves and all the best, eh? Thank you. Bye-bye.